This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay foundation stones for multiple projects related to health sector worth around 12,850 crores rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantari Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day. Prime Minister will launch the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. He will inaugurate facility and service extensions at various AIIMS including Guwahati in Assam. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for 21 critical care blocks in Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Manipur, Tamil Nadu and Rajasthan under the Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations via video conferencing during the Rozgar Mela today. The Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations across the country. The Prime Minister will also address on the occasion. Union Minister of State for External Affairs and Textile, Pavitra Margarita, will attend the Rozgar Mela at the State Convention Center in Shillong. The Department of Posts, Any Circle, Shillong is the coordinator of the program in Shillong. Rozgar Mela highlights the Prime Minister's commitment to prioritizing employment generation. In Assam, scrutiny of nomination papers of candidates for the by-polls to 5 assembly seats were held yesterday with the nominations of 24 candidates in 4 assembly constituencies were found to be valid, but the scrutiny of nominations of 14 candidates in Samaguri constituency was put on hold due to some issues in the documents of 2 independent candidates. The scrutiny will be held again today. A total of 38 candidates had filed their nominations till the last date on the 25th of this month for the by-polls to Dholai, Sidli, Bongaigaon, Behalis and Samaguri Assembly constituencies as these seats fell vacant with the representatives winning the Lok Sabha elections. Meanwhile, the nominations of 6 candidates who have filed their nominations for the by-poll to Gambagre Assembly seat in Meghalaya have been found to be valid during the scrutiny held at Tura yesterday. The polling will take place on November 13 and votes will be counted on November 23rd. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of nominations. In Arunachal Pradesh, the state cabinet has taken several decisions during its meeting chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday. The state cabinet has approved renaming the Nahar-Lagun railway station to Itanagar railway station and recommended to Government of India for consideration. The state cabinet has approved the framing of transfer and posting policy for nurses of all cadres as well as the proposal for one-time relaxation of recruitment rule of A&M and absorption of existing contractual A&Ms on seniority basis and one-time relaxation of recruitment rule of nursing officers and absorption of existing contractual nursing officers on seniority basis. A proposal to be set up the Administrative Reforms Commission was also approved to ensure efficient governance and address challenges. The Special Investigation Cell Vigilance will be changed to Anti-Corruption Bureau Amendment of the Arunachal Pradesh Victim Compensation Scheme 2011 and formulation of the Arunachal Pradesh Victim Compensation Scheme 2024 was also approved. The Cabinet also approved for amendment of the Arunachal Pradesh State Rights Commission Service Rules 2022. Director General Northeast Zone at the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting K.S. Satish Nambudripad yesterday reviewed the publicity and media outreach activities of the Press Information Bureau and All India Radio in Gangtok. Earlier in the day, he met Annapurna L.A., Secretary for the Department of Information and Public Relations, Government of Sikkim. During his visit, ideas were exchanged on strengthening proper dissemination of information on government schemes and growing influence on social media. Nambudripad also inspected the regional news unit and interacted with officers and staff. The Indian Air Force car rally has reached its destination Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh. The rally will be formally flagged in by Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh tomorrow in the presence of Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main and other officials. The Indian Air Force UWM Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally began from Thoise in Ladakh on the occasion of the 92nd IAF anniversary day on the 8th of this month. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.